Welcome back to the Voices of Women Summit, where in honor of International Women's Day 2023, we are raising the voices of hundreds of women so that their messages can be heard. Your host for this session is Kimberly Crow. Kimberly is the founder of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel and Speakers Playhouse, as well as the creator of the Voices of Women Summits. She has another amazing guest coming right up. Take it away, Kimberly.
Well, hello, and yes, I do have another amazing guest coming up. This time it is Leah Morris, and she's going to be talking to us about one of the subjects that is near and dear to my heart, the big shift, 4 steps to make a change with clarity and ease. Welcome to the program, Leah.
Thanks, Kimberly. I'm super excited to be here and talk about this topic that is very near and dear to my heart as well.
Awesome. Well, we're very glad that you carved time out of your day to be here with us. And I am interested in getting right into this subject. But before we do, can you tell us how you became an expert in this particular area?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think we all go through some changes in our lives. And for me, my big shift came about 7 years ago. And I'll kind of jump right into the nitty-gritty of it. I was married. I worked with my ex-partner. We had a pretty thriving real estate business. And I was your, you know, run-of-the-mill people pleaser. I was constantly outsourcing my ideas, my opinions, my thoughts, my life decisions from what everyone else was expecting of me, thinking, what I was, you know, kind of trying to fit into the masks I was trying to wear. And I think if you're listening today and that resonates with you, you know, let me know. I think that a lot of us can relate to that. Fast forward was, you know, this pretty trying time in my life where I realized I had to change everything, and I had to get a divorce, leave the career that I had spent about 7 years of my life doing, move, change a couple of my friendships, some family dynamics as well. And it just all kind of toppled over all at once. And I was forced to kind of reckon with myself and ask myself, how did I get here? And why am I choosing this still for my life? So what I came to was the fact that I was, you know, outsourcing and crowdsourcing all of these things, and I wasn't paying enough attention to myself and what I truly wanted for my life. So that, I mean, it was the most difficult time in my life, but obviously it also created the most change and the biggest shift in my life. So I'm very grateful for that time. And that's why I do what I do now. And I help people to get through similar situations in their own lives, career shifts, relationship shifts, even just how they're feeling about their self, you know, self-esteem shifts can be one of the trickiest to navigate as well. So that's how I got here.
Well, I'm glad that you did. I'm glad that you got here and you have some good information for us. So let's go ahead and get into it. Tell us first off about why change? Why do we resist change? What's good about change, and why do we feel like it's like a threat most of the time?
You know, I think that it's human nature to want to be able to predict what happens next. And there's a sense of control that we're drawn to that feels really comfortable and reassuring. That's why our brain works the way it does. We're constantly making assessments of things all around us all the time. And change is no different. Change means that we're going to have to do something that we can't predict necessarily. We can try, but you know, pushing past an edge or past a comfort zone means there's going to be some risk involved and some unknowns. And I think that's what makes us most resistant to it. There are many other things, in my opinion, that add to that resistance. You know, family background, I think having the right support system, maybe not having, you know, a plan. And those are things we're going to jump into today, actually. But that's why I think change is such an important topic to talk about, and especially why we're most resistant to it.
All right. Well, what's step number 4 to become less resistant to it and start engaging with clarity and ease?
So we're going to start with step number 1, I guess. But the first step is clarity. I like to start with clarity because clarity gives us some kind of a vision. It gives us a controllable. And when I say clarity, what I really want to look at is what are the core needs and core values for you and your life right now? Again, stopping with the outsourcing of those opinions and expectations. What is it that you want to be feeling at the end of the day, and really focusing in on those non-negotiables? Once you have those non-negotiables and those core values figured out, then you can create a vision, or what I like to call a North Star, to aim at. So whatever change you're seeking, you actually need to name and describe very deliberately what it is that you're aiming for and where it is you're going. It's like that point A to point B. What's point B? Where are you going from here? And that's why I like to start with clarity, is because it may not give us all the answers, but at least it gives us a target to aim for. Did I lose you? Oh, you're muted.
Oh, I'm muted. I was like, oh, gosh. That's awesome. Okay. So step number one is clarity. What's step number two?
So step number two is, now we have to sort of create the realistic plan. So you can have a vision all you want, and a lot of people like to talk about, you know, manifestation, but there is some work involved to changing your life. No matter how big the change, you have to take action. You have to do something different. You may not be motivated to do it. So a plan really helps in terms of keeping you disciplined and keeping you on track. What I mean by a plan is like, okay, what do I need to reach in terms of milestones on my way to creating this vision for myself, on my way to feeling a sense of peace and happiness and whatever values that you're wanting to bring about for yourself? And I think with a plan, once you have that in place, looking at what's my next small step, instead of how do I get there? It's so far away. Looking at what is the next small thing that I have to do, that can really help with the resistance of, oh my God, it's so much all at once. It can really be nice to just say, today I'm focusing on this next to do. And before you know it, you'll have gained momentum and you'll be a lot farther along than you would be without a plan, for sure.
How do you get a plan? Would that be working with a coach? I know that you actually have one of your friends, Tracy, is here. She said she's from San Francisco. Leah is my life coach and she's transformed my life. I'm living my best life because I'm so happy to be here. And yes, many of us, I mean, I use coaches all the time. What ways can we like put together a—
Oh, I want to say hi to Tracy. So a plan is something that we can do definitely with the help of a coach. I think coaching is really great because it takes out the emotion behind what it means to actually change your life. You have somebody standing beside you saying like, hey, listen, I'm not as emotionally invested in these things, and I can sort of see things from a more pragmatic perspective and sort of help you logically build your way there and also to stay on track. So what you need for a plan is really looking at the logistics of what it would mean to get from point A to point B. I like to think of it as like sort of typing into your GPS where you want to go. There's all these twists and turns and different stops along the way. So you need to know what you're looking for and what to expect. That way you can sort of measure your progress as you're moving forward on your path.
Right. What's three?
Oh, I can't hear you, but I think you just asked what step three is. So step three is to prioritize your mental health. And I actually was, this wasn't going to be an initial part of my step-by-step process, but yesterday it just dawned on me that without keeping your mental health top priority, change is jarring. It can be very much grief filled. You're going to be saying goodbye to a lot of old versions of yourself, maybe even old plans that you may have had for yourself. It's hard. And a lot of people can kind of also fall away from your life too, in the midst of certain changes, especially when they have to do with drawing boundaries and, you know, bettering yourself. It's really, really difficult to not be stressed out by this stuff. So you have to make sure you have a good mental health practice for yourself, a good emotional health practice for yourself. A lot of times we let this kind of fly under the radar because we're so like achievement focused and goal oriented. You've got to slow down. You've got to rest. You've got to take time to breathe. Kimberly, you had us take a couple deep breaths before we got on this call. And it's so important, right? Because no matter how much you're going to create change in your life, and I know anyone can do this. If I can create change in my life, anyone can. But it's going to be a lot more easeful, a lot more gentle on the nervous system when you can tend to how your heart's feeling, how your body's feeling, how your mind is feeling.
Very, very powerful stuff. I agree. Hopefully my sound is working again. But put in the chat box, hashtag she's not wrong. If you guys resonate with that, I couldn't agree more. Really, really cool stuff. All right, what's step number four?
Yeah, thank you so much. So step number four is, this is the biggest obstacle, I believe. We have this really uncanny way of getting in our own way. And what I mean by this specifically is being resistant to actually receiving the good that comes into our life. This can look like self-sabotage. This can look like backsliding. This can look like creating chaos in your life when there doesn't have to be. So step four is receive. Learn how to open yourself up to what is coming your way, to the progress that you're making. I think that, you know, having a sense of control is nice, that those were sort of the first three steps there. So the opposite of control is surrender. And that's the hard part. That's why receiving is so difficult, is because we're saying, what's coming towards me, I welcome. And I know that if it is going to be hard, that I have what it takes to manage that along the way. It's this leaning back and having open arms with what life's bringing to you. And I know this is sort of counter what I've been saying this whole talk. So I really wanted to balance it out with receiving. And I'll close this point with saying too, that when you sort of zoom out of your life a little bit and you look at, you know, where was I 10 years ago? Where will I be in 10 years from now? I know the 10 years ago me would be very proud of where I am now. And she did a lot of the work to create the change that was needed for me to be here. And I'm doing the work now to create the change that's needed for my future 10-year self. And I think my favorite version of myself is when I picture myself at 80 or 90 years old. So really taking the time to receive where you're at here and now can help you to stay really present and just enjoy the ride along the way.
Well, I have words to live by. This has been really, really fantastic. We still have some time. Do you want to share with us a little bit about, and if you all have questions for Leah, you've got to save the chat because there's a lot of love in there for you. But if you have questions for Leah, please put them in the chat. Let us know because we'd love to bring them to her. It's so much better when it's not just about her and I, and it's about you because we want to get you the transformation that you want. But before we do that, while we're doing that, can you share with us, where are people generally when they come to you and what kind of transformation do they get when they're working with you?
That's a really great question, Kimberly. People generally come to me when they are feeling like a big change needs to happen and they're not quite sure what it is. I think it's this feeling of angst and frustration with how things have been going and sort of this question in the back of their mind of, is this as good as it gets for me? Or what am I missing here? And why do I keep finding myself in this position over and over again? It's the beginning of sort of what I like to call an awakening process. So you're kind of waking up to the fact that you've been bullshitting yourself a little too long. And you want some truth. You want some like realness in your life. And people come to me just very full of curiosity, full of hope, maybe not full of hope, but there's like a glimmer of hope. And by the time we're done working together, they're fully on their path. They're fully owning all of themselves. they know that the decisions that they're making are not based on everyone else's wants and needs, but their own. And that doesn't mean life doesn't still throw things at them. It just means that they have the resilience and emotional capacity to hold more of what life is bringing at them and to face it.
Super powerful. This is really, really good stuff. And I think our audience is resonating with it as well. Very glad to get your insights to this. It's a subject that a lot of people resist because they feel like, I don't want to do change. I don't, you know, this is something that's not going to be easy. And you've given us an opportunity to not only be make it easy, but also to have that opportunity to receive. I was at recently at an event with my co-host, Janine Trask, and we did an exercise where people would say something to you that was complimentary, and you would say, thank you, I received that. I will breathe that in. And it had everybody in tears because it's so common for us to brush away the compliments or brush away the, you know, and say, yep, I've done that. I know that. But what's the thing that I need to fix and focus on the problems? So I love that you included the fourth step of receipt.
Absolutely, Kimberly. I love that you just brought that up too. And I see Natasha said too, leaning back with open arms. It's like, it's this feeling of, it's that more feminine feeling, you know, it's International Women's Day. And I think that it's that feeling of being hugged and received by yourself and by the world and saying like, I trust the world to hold me up. And all of those compliments, all of those good messages, all that support, you need that in order to change your life. We can't do this alone. We're not meant to. And God forbid, any of you think any of that, you deserve to be supported. You deserve to be held and loved. And to, in order to do that, you have to receive it. You have to say, I welcome this. I'm thankful for this. I am blessed. So whatever it is that you need to sort of work into your practice, that fourth point, receive, is like, take that with you, because it's really the hardest thing to do. And it's the thing that will get in the way the most if you don't.
Leah, I totally agree. All right, put hashtag she's not wrong in the chat box because there's a lot of that going around in this particular talk. Chelsea says, yeah, she's not wrong. Without taking care of yourself and filling your own cup, you're going to be pouring from an empty one or a stressed out cup. You're totally right. Natasha says, right there, we aren't meant to do this alone. Love that, Leah. So many things going on right now in this particular feeling. The energy is vibing all over the place, which is probably wrecking my video. Because there's so much energy going on, but we're very, very glad to have you with us. We do have a gift. Leah has brought an amazing gift for everyone. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I created a PDF, and it really coincides with my talk today too, but it's all about how to source the answers within yourself. I have found through my own inner questioning and inner reflection how to do that. And so I've created a PDF with a bunch of different prompts for you to answer to find the answers within yourself. Part of my job isn't to give people answers. It's to help you to trust yourself more. And so that's what this PDF kind of boils down, is some of my favorite questions to ask people to help them find their answers for themselves.
Perfect. So if you got that gift, please put, I got it in the chat box. Please put, I got it in the chat box, so we know that it worked for you. And then do you have a gift for our VIPs as well?
I do. So I recorded a workshop course. It's an hour long, and I really dive into the nitty gritty of how the brain works around blind spots. So part of my job is to also point out and reflect to you maybe what you aren't seeing within yourself and what might be holding you back. This workshop course helps you to see that for yourself so that you can, you know, start to identify your own blind spots and make different, more well-informed decisions for yourself moving forward. So it's all meant to drive you and push you forward on whatever path you're choosing.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So you guys it looks like Beth was able to get the download. That's fantastic. Several of you were able to, Kelly got it, Rose got it. Okay, great. Fantastic. So I'm glad that you guys were able to receive that. If you ever have trouble receiving any of the gifts, By the way, this is all about receiving, right? So if you're not able to receive the gifts and something's in your way, you can always email our support line, which is support@voicesofwomensummit.com. And please upgrade to the VIP ticket for just $197. You will be able to get the bonuses and all of the talks from all of the speakers who are on all of the tracks from today. So Leah, thank you so much for carving time out of your day with us today. It was really an honor to spend time with you. Up next, we have Michelle and Bella. You're going to love them. They're going to talk about how to support each other as a family and pursue your own, as you pursue your own passions. This is a mother-daughter, mother-daughter blend. You're going to love them, and I'm going to enjoy bringing them to you. But before we let you go, Leah, any final words for our crew?
I'm just really honored to be here. And I think, you know, once you move through some of the gifts that I have, thank you for receiving those, that means a lot to me that you're already practicing that. If you can take this forward with you throughout your day, asking what are some other ways that I can receive today, let it happen. And I'm curious to see how it turns out for you. So thank you so much.
My pleasure. And thank you all for attending today. This has already been an amazing summit. We're not even at noon yet. We've got more coming for you right up. We're going all the way through 7 p.m. tonight. So much goodness coming your way. We look forward to seeing you at the bottom of the hour. I'm Kimberly Crow. Cheers.
Thank you for joining us for another amazing session of the Voices of Women Summit, where our mission is to raise the voices of hundreds of women so their messages can be heard. For recordings of all sessions, plus an amazing VIP gift bundle, upgrade to VIP now. If you have any questions or problems during the summit, email our support team at support@voicesofwomensummit.com. Stay tuned. We have another fantastic speaker coming right up.